An increasing number of job postings are requiring vaccines for employment. So should you put that info on your resume? Here's Sabeel Marcellus now with the latest installment of Career Control. Sabeel?
We've seen the Delta variant lead to a rise in new cases. Now, while many Americans are vaccinated, obviously not everyone is. So is that a differentiator among job seekers? Now, according to LinkedIn, some candidates are considering putting their vaccine status on their resume. But is that a good idea? I want to bring in Michael Neese, CEO of InterviewMastery.com, to break this down for us. Michael, you've spent over 20 years in HR at various companies, mostly in recruiting. What's your take? Should job seekers put their vaccine status on their resume?
Well, I'd say the short answer is no, not yet. It's not going to give you a compelling differentiator on your resume. For example, if you were in the security business, you might put, you know, have top secret clearance. But that, so that gives you a promotion. It encourages the reader to contact you. But the vaccine status is not yet a showstopper. Companies are, as you mentioned, Indeed is seeing a real spike in postings that require that say we are going to require vaccinated employees. And it's going to become just like any other screening that companies do before they have you show up for work. For example, companies do all kinds of reference checks, background checks, credit checks, drug tests. And then eventually they're going to get to having you verify your COVID vaccination status.
And Michael, you're saying not yet. But
not
for
yet.
Those who feel like it's going to help them now and decide to put vaccine status on their resume, is there a difference in the views of employers if someone were to highlight that they did not get a vaccine or say that I did get a vaccine? I mean, how do employers interpret that kind of information on a resume?
If you state that you are unvaccinated, that is potentially going to have an adverse impression to the resume reader. Saying that you are fully vaccinated is kind of a net positive. It's just checking the box. So the resume reader who's making the decision whether or not to invite you in for an interview is likely to say, oh, okay, all right, well, we'll cross that bridge. I'll look for validation when we get to that if we make them an offer. But if you disclose that you're unvaccinated, that could be negative. That could be a negative.
LinkedIn recently put out this poll that went viral asking users their thoughts on whether employers should mandate vaccines when employees return to the office. Now, when you look at the results, it's very tight. You had 48% who said no, employers should not mandate it. Autonomy is a must. But then you had 46% who said yes, they should. So, Michael, what can workers expect when they return to the office?
When they return to the office, this is different than remote workers. So if you are returning to the office, you would expect the employer to adhere to some of the regulations under OSHA, which is where the employer is required to provide a safe work environment. So if the employer does not act proactively to create a safe work environment, then they put themselves at risk, not just their employees. So you'll see it'll become more and more common for companies to insist that their employees, when they're coming back into the office, that they have to validate their vaccination status, or they're going to have to agree to frequent testing and to wear masks when they're in the office.
And Michael, if someone wants to ask their colleagues about their vaccine status, any tips on how to approach such a sensitive topic?
Yes, this is a very sensitive topic, and it could appear adversarial to one of your work colleagues. So what I would recommend is if you're vaccinated and you want to check the status of one of your coworkers, you could say, hey, you know, I got my disclose when you got vaccinated. Hey, I got fully vaccinated back in April and I had these kind of symptoms. What happened with you? So you're asking kind of an assumptive question without seeming confrontational.
Definitely interesting tips there as people try to deal with this new normal of remote and office, returning to the office situations. Michael Neese, great to have you on. Thanks so much.